Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 792, Indra Karma. Note the long A at the end of this name. It's not karma as in the usual, as in the common word, it's commonly known. This is Indra Karma, although the word karma here, karma, the name karma is very similar to the word which we know, karma, which means work. That's the basic meaning of the word karma, although in English language it has entered with the idea of the results that one gets from one's work, particularly from a previous life. The idea is there. Anyway, this name Indra, we all know very well. Indra means the king of the gods, not the supreme god, because above him there are those who are in a higher position than that of king. Yes, we think of the king as the topmost person, and in terms of administration and power he is, but in Vedic culture, higher than the king, the Kshatriya are the Brahmanas. So higher than Indra are Brahma and Shiva. And actually, so all the Brahmanas in the planets above the heavenly sphere. Anyway, Ind, this root gives the idea of Paramaishvarya, great power and opulence. And then the suffix run, so we have Indran, just like in Tamil, we have to say Indran, Krishnan, or just for anyone's name, you have to put, to give respect, you have to put na at the end, Arjunan, so like this. So run, that with that suffix, it gives the idea of who is the foremost. Many of the commentators, well, there are many commentators, but several of the commentators take the usage of the word Indra here to mean he who is the foremost, and some also take the meaning to mean the god Indra. Now, Parashara Bhatta, we remember, is discussing this series of names in terms of Buddha avatar. So where does Indra come in here? Well, Parashara Bhatta says that Indra Karma means that Lord Vishnu, acting as Buddha, did what he did for the sake of Indra. He appeared as Lord Buddha in order to assist Indra and other gods in response to their request for help. And in this regard, Sri Parashara Bhatta quotes from Vishnu Purana, Canto 3, Chapter 17, Text 36. Tam uchu sakala deva pranipata purasaram prasidanata daitebhya trahi sharanartinaha. All the gods, the demigods, prostrated before Lord Vishnu and said, O Lord, O Lord, be merciful to us. Save us from the demons. We take refuge in you who are worth taking refuge of. And this is from the description in Vishnu Purana, which leads up to the description of Buddha Dev. So it appears that the gods were also disturbed because they like to accept the results of yajnas which are offered by people in this world and on this earth sphere or earth area. And it was all getting messed up by people misusing those yajnas for demoniac purposes. Baladev Vidyabhushan also gives this meaning, Indra Karma. not specific to Buddha avatar, but the general activities that Lord Vishnu does when he comes to this earth or other parts of the universe, he does it for the sake of Indra. Indra himself is considered great and glorious. His actions are great and glorious. But it should be understood that all actions performed by Indra are performed by the grace of Lord Vishnu. So that's another reason why he's called Indra Karma. One reason is because he is the Tejas Tejas Vinam Aham. He is the life, the power, the luster, the vigor of the lively, the lustrous, the powerful, the vigorous Indra. And he comes to this world and performs activities, especially getting rid of the problems caused by the demons, usually by getting rid of the demons. He does that for the sake of Indra, as stated in a very well-known verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, and one verse which is one line of which is especially highlighted by the Gauriya Vaishnavas, beginning with Jiva Goswami. Ete changsha kalaf pungsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. This comes in the third chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where various avatars of Lord Krishna are described, of Lord Vishnu are described, of the Purusha are described, and then it comes back to the point, having described them all, comes back to the point of Krishna's position. And this is the reason why this particular line, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, is very much highlighted by Srila Jiva Goswami as the Paribhasha Sutra, or the definitive statement within Srimad Bhagavatam, which defines everything else. And Srimad Bhagavatam, he establishes, is the topmost Shastra. So the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Srila Prabhupada put it in English, is the essence of and the defining fact of all Vedic knowledge. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada's translation of this very important verse: all of the above-mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord, but Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists. The Lord incarnates to protect the theists. And although Srila Prabhupada chose not to include the word Indra in his translation of this verse, we'll find in the Sanskrit, Indrari, Srila Prabhupada has translated this as atheists. It literally means enemies of Indra. So here we come back to the point. Now, I'd mentioned already that he who is responsible for the power of Indra, when discussing a meaning given by Baladev Vidyabhushan, this was given well before Baladev Vidyabhushan by Shankaracharya, but somewhat different. Indrasya karmeva karma asya iti Indra karma. His actions are great and glorious. Aishvaryas kametyartaha. His actions are great and glorious, and in this way redolent of those of Indra. And it's Radha Krishna Shastri who gives the interpretation that he's known as Indra Karma because the actions of Indra are as if his own. He is the Antaryami, the indwelling spirit, or the indwelling companion of Indra, and it's he who is the cause behind Indra's power. We know from Bhagavad Gita in chapter 10, text 22, when Lord Krishna is describing to Arjuna about his, Krishna's, vibhutis, or his opulences, or representations of his power and majesty as perceived within this material world. And yeah, in this verse, chapter 10, text 22, Lord Krishna says, Vedanam samavedosmi devanam asmi vasavaha indriyanam manaschasmi bhutanam asmi chetana. Did you hear Indra? Indriyanam manaschasmi. No, that's not it. It's indriyanam. That means of the senses, which is different. Here we have Vedanam samavedosmi. Among the Vedas, Lord Krishna says, I am the Samaveda, the most beautiful manifestation of the Vedas in song. Then, Devanam asmi Vasavaha. So, Vasava is a name for Lord Indra. And this means, Krishna says, among the Devas, among the gods, I am Indra. Then, Indriyanam manaschasmi. Also, Krishna says, among the senses, I am the mind. And, Bhutanam asmi chetana, chetana, among the living beings, or the word bhuta can be understood in different ways. It can mean among the living beings, or it can mean among all the manifestations in this world. So either way, the most important aspects of living beings is their consciousness, chetana, and among all manifestations in this world. And therefore, judged or understood from this perspective, Chaitanya consciousness is a manifestation of the opulence of Lord Krishna. Anyway, Indra karma. We're on the point of Indra karma. In the Vedas, Indra is especially glorified for having killed Vritra, the demon Vritra. And within the Vedas, Indra is generally described by the name Shakra. He has many names. This Vasava we just had from Bhagavad Gita. Devendra, the Indra of the gods, and so many names. Important people have many names. Therefore, we're reading Vishnu Sahasranama. Just 1,000 of Lord Vishnu's unlimited names, just a sampling. Then, one more meaning, from Satyadeva Vashishta. We always have different angles and wonderful insights from Satyadeva Vashishta. He also takes Ind as Paramaishvarya, the supreme opulence, but he takes it somewhat different. Somewhat differently, Indrani Karmani Yasya Pramaishvarya Shalini Karmani Yasya Sa Indra Karma. He whose actions reflect his supreme lordship is Indra Karma. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's going to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's not just some ordinary person. He's got to be superlatively better, and not just a little bit better, but really so much greater than everyone else that it's completely obvious, or should be completely obvious, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, not everyone recognizes that, unfortunately, for them. people who are foolish don't recognize, although there's so much evidence that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but foolish and unfortunate people do not recognize it. And in this regard, I would like to read a verse from Sri Yamuna Acharya Stotra Ratna, as is quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and as Srila Prabhupada translates it. I'll give the translation as Srila Prabhupada quotes it in his Bhagavad Gita, as it is, purport to chapter 7, text 24. Tvam Srila Rupa Charitai Parama Prakrishtai Sattvena Sattvikataya Prabalaischa Shastrahi Prakhyata Daiva Paramata Vidang Mataischa Naivasura Prakartaya Prabhavanti Bodham. My dear Lord, devotees like Vyasadeva and Narada know you to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By understanding different Vedic literatures, one can come to know your characteristics, your form, and your activities, and one can thus understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, the demons, the non-devotees, cannot understand you. They are unable to understand you. However expert such non-devotees may be in discussing Vedanta and the Upanishads and other Vedic literatures, it is not possible for them to understand the personality of Godhead. So, just to paraphrase this important insight that Yamuna Acharya shares with us, that it's just obvious Krishna is supreme by his character, his form, his activities, they're all super excellent. And people who are purified, great devotees, they can understand this. But despite all this being obvious from Shastra, but even people who understand, they seemingly understand Shastra, but this obvious spiritual facts they can't understand due to their being demoniac, actually. So this Vishnu Sahasranama, I am attempting, following in the footsteps of the great Acharyas, to explain in a purely devotional manner, and certainly only people of devotional inclination will listen to this. Who will want to listen to 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu? Devotees will like to hear. So thank you to all those who are enthusing and encouraging me by listening to these talks. Indra Karma. Obviously, he's much better than Indra and all the gods put together if we understand the descriptions of Shastra, and even apart from the descriptions of Shastra, how Krishna with Indra, Krishna thwarted Indra when Indra wanted to punish Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan for not worshipping himself, for not worshipping Indra, and Krishna at first thought he'd punish him. But he thought, what's the use of punishing him? He's so insignificant. This Indra who's praised by Vedic hymns. Actually, if we understand, especially through Madhvacharya's delineation of the Vedic knowledge, the praise of Indra that we've and different gods in the Vedas, that's meant for Krishna, because Indra is a name for Krishna, and all the Chakra is a name for Krishna, and all the different names that Agni is also very much praised in the Vedas. We're talking about the original three or four Vedas. So it's Krishna who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is very much stressed in the name Indra Karma. In other names, we understand more about his sweetness. Yeah, I was saying Indra, Krishna, in Bhagavatam, Brahma, he also has to surrender to Krishna. Shiva has to surrender to Krishna. It's Krishna who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many names which highlight his sweetness, but this particular name, among many other names, highlights his being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the first point we have to understand about him. Otherwise, if we try to approach his sweetness without understanding his magnificence, then we may take him to be like some fictional character in a movie or something like this. As unfortunately many Hindus do. They talk about Hindu mythology. Mythology means it's just like some fairy story. Krishna is not the subject of fairy stories, nor should he be made the subject of cartoons. It's very offensive to portray Krishna as a cartoon figure. It's just like it's something, some cheap entertainment, silly entertainment for children. We have to be careful dealing with Krishna, not to try to cheapen him. He doesn't become cheapened, but we become offensive if we do this. Indra-karma, other meanings. Indra-karma, his activities are, emphasizing on the word karma, his activities are all imbued with supreme opulence. His activities, unlike we, whose karma leads to karma fall, our activities lead to results, but Krishna, namam karmani limpanti name karma phale spriha. Krishna, as he says in Bhagavad Gita, very important understanding that Krishna is not affected by the results of activities, nor does he desire the results of activities. And this statement serves to explain another very, very important statement in Bhagavad Gita, in which Lord Krishna says, janma karma cha me divyam. Krishna's appearance in this world and his activities are all transcendental. He's not a being of this world. He acts within this world, but his actions are transcendental to this world. Etad ishanam ishasya prakriti stho pitad gunai na yujyate sadatmasthaya yata buddhistadashraya. This is the very symptom of him being the Supreme Lord, that even though he's within this world, and he acts within this world, he's never within the bondage of this world. He's not affected by the conditions of this world. He's always aloof from it. And that is true of those who take shelter of him also. Emphasizing on the opulence aspect, Indra karma can mean he has all wealth, if you just emphasize on that, which is another fact of him being the Supreme Lord. He has all wealth. Everything belongs to him. The name Indra karma means he does great activities, can also mean not specifically and solely through Indra, but great activities that he performs through anyone. The great activities of Brahma, creating this whole universe. The great activities of Kartikeya, in becoming the commander-in-chief of the demigod's forces. And so many great activities people do, even in our tiny little earth, we see people doing great activities. People are praised for their great activities. Some people are praised. They stand head and shoulders above the rest of us for their great activities, maybe in military activities or welfare activities or sports activities. But we should know that whatever great activities are there, again, it's Krishna. Krishna gives the ability. Poroshang Nirshu, that ability in man is Krishna. Indra Karma, Bhagavan, Vishnu, Kijai. All glories to Indra Karma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is praised in this glorious Vishnu Sahasranama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa taru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyavacha patitanam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya chunakang padaya nipatya kritva chakakushatame tataham ravimi. He sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat gauranga chandra charane kurutanuraga. Parivadatu jano yata tatava nanu mukara navayang vichara yamaha hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvil vilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.